The Armor of God, Elder Boyd K. Packer, Boyd K. Packer, Conference Report, April 1969, pages 104-107. Brethren, I feel humble in responding to this appointment from the First Presidency, an assignment that comes because of responsibility as Managing Director of Military Regions and of Priesthood Home Teaching. The teaming up of these assignments is a demonstration of priesthood activities drawing together in a very close relationship under the Priesthood Correlation Program. Brethren, we are men of the priesthood. There is an obligation that accompanies manhood, for in his very nature, his body, his mind, his attitude, the man is the protector. Since ancient time, it has been the duty of the man to protect his home, his family, his rights, his religion, service in military forces. Across the world, the holders of the priesthood answer the call of the government to which they owe allegiance and serve in military forces. In Germany and Australia, in the Netherlands, here in the United States, in Canada and Latin America, across the world we find our brethren serving out their obligations, for we believe in being subject to kings, presidents, rulers, and magistrates, in obeying, honoring, and sustaining the law. Few desire to bear arms. Fortunate, indeed, is the generation which escapes the necessity of so doing. Ours is not so blessed. Our young brethren, more than ever before, and perhaps more than ever again, as they are called into military service, need to buckle on the whole armor of God, with their loins girt about with truth, having the breastplate of righteousness, and their feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, bearing the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation. But some of our brethren have slipped quietly away and have left the family circle ill prepared to do battle with the forces of evil. These brethren deserve quite as much and need ever so much more the attention and the same preparation that the missionary receives as he leaves for the mission field. Assistance for servicemen. Many things are now being done to strengthen them. It is my privilege to report a few of them to you. Recently, the Servicemen's Committee was redesignated as the Military Relations Committee of the Church and given extended responsibility. Elder Harold Bealey is chairman of the committee, with Elders Mark E. Peterson and Gordon B. Hinckley as members. Then last October there was organized, in Germany, Servicemen Stake Europe. Membership includes men serving in the military and their dependents. This unit joins the family of stakes as a strong, well-ordered organization. This suggests that the day is before us when a young man may leave home in the shelter of a well-organized church program to find another at the place of his military service. Some have wondered why this was not done a generation ago, but we were not prepared. The Lord has said, "Behold, I will hasten my work in its time." We have learned, through the university stakes, what to do when a member frequently moves about. New echelon of leadership. More important than this, there has been called a new echelon of leadership in the church. The regional representatives of the 12, on whom it seems we must now depend. Brother K. A. Schwendemann, who gave the opening prayer, was recently called as a regional representative of the 12, with responsibility for servicemen stake Europe and other duties relating to servicemen. These things have come by way of preparation, and we see the guiding hand of the Lord in them. The Lord does hasten his work in its time. Presently we have 27 chaplains on active duty in the armed forces of the United States. We are drawing closer to these men. Many of them are here this evening. We held a special meeting with them yesterday. Some of them and some reserve chaplains now serve on special task committees, fitting out, as it were, this armor of which we spoke earlier. Steps have been taken to assure that servicemen will receive church publications, including new ways of handling the improvement era. They are now mailed in individual envelopes. Pre-frank change of address cards are included. Similar attention is being given to the church news. Importance of home teacher. The key to our servicemen's program is the home teacher. He visits the home and is accountable for those away in the military. He can assure that church publications have been provided by the family or by the priesthood quorums, in order that the home teacher can better do his work. The executive secretary of the Ward Priesthood Executive Committee was recently designated as the advisor to the bishopric on military relations. Through the home teachers, he will determine who is serving and who may be called up for military service. This he will continually bring to the attention of the bishopric. Perhaps he will nudge the bishopric a bit to see that through the Priesthood Executive Committee and the Ward Council, everything that can be done will be done to secure our men in the military. Stake Executive Secretary. A recent letter from the First Presidency instructed stake presidents to call an executive secretary to the Stake Priesthood Executive Committee. His major responsibility is home teaching. He is likewise the advisor to the Stake Presidency on military relations. Through home teaching reports, he remains constantly alert to the needs of men in the military service and those preparing to go. He keeps the state presidency alerted. As their intelligence officer, he keeps them up against their job. They, through the state priesthood executive committee and the state council, may then take action to benefit their servicemen. Pilot seminars. 3 pilot seminars have been held for men who face call-up or have volunteered for military service. The first was in Oakland, one was in Idaho Falls, and one in Chicago, where some men already in basic training were invited, with the assistance of the regional representatives of the 12, our chaplains, and others. These brethren were given intense training. It was as though they were being fitted up with the whole armor of God. Some assessment of this training may be drawn from 2 letters. The first comes from a 19-year-old deacon who had attended the Oakland seminar. "Hello, I finally got time to write after almost 3 weeks of training. It's just like the chaplain said it would be. The seminar actually brought me much closer to the church and explained my mission in the service. I'm going to try to not miss a single Sunday of church. I've been wondering if you could send me some information on what all has to be done in order to go through the temple or be married in the temple, because if it takes time, I'd like to start preparing now. So whenever I decide to get married, in about 4 years, I'll be a few steps ahead. I don't think there would be anything I'd want more than to be married in the temple. I'd be honored to be a missionary in a foreign country someday when I become qualified." Chaplain's report. His desire for missionary service may come sooner than he knows. Listen to one of our chaplain's reports. "I would like to report firsthand results of the pilot seminar for prospective servicemen. 4 of the servicemen were eventually assigned here for basic training. They were encouraged, inspired, and given a more full outlook as to what to expect in military service. Each has been most willing to assist with the sacrament services held for their areas. PVT Michael Page, for example, was so inspired that he brought 15 friends with him to church on Sunday, January 12. Since that date, 12 have been baptized. All of these contacts have come from the 4 servicemen who were at the Oakland seminar. It has now been determined that similar training will be given every member as he leaves his home to enter the military service. This training is not unlike the training given to a missionary, and we repeat, the serviceman deserves it quite as much and needs it infinitely more." Church-wide training seminars. Instructions have already been given to the regional representatives of the 12. We therefore wish to alert the stake presidents, quorum leaders, bishops, the stake and ward executive secretaries, home teachers, and parents to look forward to the inauguration of the church-wide program of these training seminars. We can announce that the next one will be held in Salt Lake City on June 6th, 7th, and 8th for all men entering the military from Utah during the summer, and we suggest that the bishops in Utah look for their home teachers to supply them with information concerning the men who will be entering the military. We do care about our men in the military. We return again in conclusion to the words of the Lord. They have much meaning to the young man who faces military service, the armor of God. "Wherefore, lift up your hearts and rejoice, and gird up our loins, and take upon you my whole armor, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, having done all, that ye may be able to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, which I have sent mine angels to commit unto you, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of my spirit, which I will pour out upon you, and my word which I reveal unto you, and be agree as touching all things whatsoever ye ask of me, and be faithful until I come, and ye shall be caught up, that where I am ye shall be also." Amen. God bless our men in the military service and those who anticipate that call. The church does love you. The Lord is guiding us in preparing help for you. Of this I bear witness, in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.